I woke up and the sky has collapsed again. On top of everything, now we face a 50% increase in tariffs. I mentioned before that many US orders through communication between buyers and sellers had been adjusted, with both sides compromising to complete the original orders. But today, unexpectedly, the tariffs increased by 50%. Well, those orders are being canceled. If this trade war continues, half of our domestic textile factories will go out of business. Because of US tariffs, a Chinese businesswoman suffered from chest pain.
After doing business for so many years, today I truly felt chest pain when receiving orders. I don't know if other bosses feel the same way.
She adds that although there aren't many customers placing orders with the US now, many suppliers in Keqiao are facing a lack of business, so they've lowered the prices across markets significantly. In the past, a profit of 1,500 yuan was already not high, and it would often be discounted to around 12 or 1500 yuan. But today, customers are bargaining so hard that she is starting to question life itself. At this point, it's only about keeping the machines running. Making a profit no longer matters. No one knows when this war will end. On April 9th, US President Trump announced that tariffs on China would rise to 125%. At the same time, he suspended reciprocal tariffs for other countries for 90 days. Trump explained the decision. I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate, because I told them, if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate. On April 9th, Trump posted on the media platform Truth Social, stating, "Conversely, and based on the fact that more than 75 countries have called representatives of the United States, including the Departments of Commerce, Treasury, and the USTR, to negotiate a solution to the subjects being discussed relative to trade, trade barriers, tariffs, currency manipulation, and non-monetary tariffs, and that these countries have not, at my strong suggestion, retaliated in any way, shape, or form against the United States, I have authorized a 90-day pause, and I have substantially lowered reciprocal tariff during this period, of 10%, also effective immediately." U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent added at the White House that Trump's decision was a reward for countries that haven't retaliated in the trade war. What about the CCP? After Trump imposed reciprocal tariffs on April 4th, the CCP announced a 34% retaliatory tariff on U.S. goods and vowed to fight the U.S. to the end. On the 7th, Trump warned that if the CCP didn't retract the tariff retaliation, an additional 50% tariff would be added on Chinese imports starting April 9th. In response, the CCP abandoned control over the RMB exchange rate, allowing the offshore RMB to fall to a historic low of 7.4 on April 8th, Beijing time. Trump accused the CCP of manipulating the currency to offset the tariff impact. On the 9th, when Trump raised tariffs again by 50%, the total tariff on Chinese goods reached 104%, adding to the 20% tariffs from the start of Trump's second term. This would bring the total average tariff rate on Chinese products to nearly 125%. Once again, the CCP retaliated and announced, on the evening of the 9th, an additional 84% tariff on all US goods, effective from 12:01 p.m. on the 10th. Senior China economist Xu Tianchen from the Economist Intelligence Unit told the South China Morning Post that such high US tariffs effectively amount to a trade blockade on China, and Chinese exporters will have to compete in a much smaller market. He believes that China's industrial sector will feel the most significant downward pressure on prices. If global demand remains weak, leading to a sharp drop in global commodity prices, these two factors will further intensify the downward pressure on Chinese goods prices. Gary Eng, a senior economist at a French foreign trade bank, said, "China's problem is more related to demand, because it has an overcapacity issue. Losing overseas markets will put pressure on Chinese companies' profit margins and increase domestic competition. The risk of deflation may continue for another year or two." This means that the CCP's countermeasures are essentially ineffective and are only worsening the ongoing deflation, which is deepening Beijing's long-standing economic dilemma. Domestic demand is weak, and industrial overcapacity has led companies to engage in fierce price wars to secure orders. As deflation persists, it could eventually lead to the collapse of China's economy. Once US tariffs increase, China's clothing exports completely collapse, and factories stop production. Exports no longer have any profit, and we can only compete in the domestic market. Manufacturers are cutting fabric prices, reducing labor costs, and cheap goods are flooding the market. He says that once tariffs are imposed, exports are completely blocked. The entire industry is squeezed into the domestic market, causing fierce competition. It was already competitive, but now factories are further cutting costs and wages. Wholesalers are slashing prices even more, but they can't make money. And physical stores are fighting for sales, while consumers still aren't buying. With no money to earn, how can there be money to spend? The original clothing industry was struggling offline, online, and with live streaming, but now it's even harder. So what should the clothing industry do? If the US actually implements these tariffs, it will be a devastating blow to our textile and clothing industry. American exports are a huge part of China's clothing market. China is heavily dependent on the US market, and many people might not realize this. 1/3 of the clothing China exports every year is sold to the US. In the domestic market, when we see containers and shipments, most of them are for brands like Walmart, Zara, PVH, and Gap. China's textile and clothing industry chain is still mainly low to mid-end. Simply put, it has very low added value, and a sales volume of 100 million yuan may only yield a 5 million yuan profit. Once tariffs are imposed, customers will pressure suppliers to lower prices, and order cancellations will trigger a chain reaction. When that happens, it's not just about making less profit, it's about not having orders to take. You may ask, isn't there still the domestic market? But in the domestic market, the profit from selling 1 meter of fabric is only half a yuan, and most deals are on credit. The money is still owed. Don't think this is just a matter for the country-level negotiations with no impact on ordinary factories. In reality, many business owners need to pay back for the previous batch of goods immediately to fund the next batch of large orders. Once the cash flow is cut off, the entire supply chain will collapse. Textile factories, clothing factories, print and dyeing factories, accessory factories, logistics companies, and even fabric stores and stalls will be affected. So this tariff issue won't just burn away profits, it might burn away the livelihoods of the Chinese people. A man explains the direct impact of the US-China tariff dispute on physical clothing businesses in three ways. The first is raw materials, which might increase in price, putting profits at risk. The second is that many clothing companies that previously focused on foreign trade may now be forced to shift entirely to the domestic market, which creates even more of a sense of crisis. The third and most critical is the lack of a positive outlook. Consumer logic works like this. If there's a good expectation for the future, even if there is no money, people are willing to take out loans to spend because they know they will earn more next year. But if the future looks uncertain or even negative, people will become more cautious and focus on paying off debt and stopping consumption. In the next few years, many physical businesses will go bankrupt. This isn't just something I'm saying off the cuff. It's the feedback I've received from clients and the real situation I've seen. He says that many people haven't explained the tariffs properly. For example, when goods are exported to the US, it's the US companies and importers that pay the tariffs, not China. So, tariffs indirectly increase the purchasing costs for ordinary Americans. But why, despite this, have we seen increasing exports to the US in recent years, while ordinary people's lives get harder? This is because China is a seller in this situation. When US importers bring in goods from China, they pass the tariff cost onto Chinese companies. If the Chinese companies aren't willing to accept this, the US importers can easily switch to other suppliers. This forces Chinese companies to lay off workers, cut costs, and turn to automation. So, how can this problem be solved? The only solution is to increase China's consumption power. If China were a buyer, China would have pricing power. But at the moment, there's no policy in place to improve the Chinese people's consumption power. And consumer loans aren't a good idea. A factory owner describes how his business has been directly affected by tariffs. One of his clients, due to repeated tariff hikes, was forced to demand lower prices, which made it impossible for him to continue operating. Around Qingming Festival, we got a Canadian client who wanted us to lower the price. Originally, I thought I could make a small concession because we've been working with this client for many years. And considering the tariff issue, I said I could lower it by 2%, and he agreed. I was preparing to process the payment when I suddenly received an email from the client saying that Trump had increased tariffs to over 100%, and the client felt they were bearing a huge cost. They hoped the factory would cover about 30% of the tariffs. This meant that the price would need to be adjusted. I was really down after reading that email. The owner explains that this client had been working with them for 5 or 6 years, and they had nearly $200,000 in business. If he were to absorb 30% of the tariff cost, the order would definitely result in a loss. But if he refused, he might lose the client for good. He says that those who are in foreign trade know well, especially those in international platforms, independent stations, and traditional foreign trade. It's really difficult to retain a customer long term. He has been working with this client for 5 or 6 years, building trust over time, including quality of products, services, and other aspects. Now, suddenly, because of tariffs, he has to cut the price by 30%, which amounts to nearly 40,000 yuan. He couldn't agree to that and had to reject the request in the end. But the owner says he's very uneasy because this order is worth around 800,000 yuan. If they stop cooperating, this client will likely be lost. Although the client is based in Canada, they are actually dealing with the US market. Over the years, he has been personally involved in everything from factory inspections, product checks, packaging, to customs clearance. If they refuse to cooperate, it would be a huge loss. With no orders, factory owners have no way out. The entire industry is caught in a cycle of price cutting, which is leading to factory closures. This vicious cycle of deflation seems endless. This situation is probably what the CCP fears most. But right now, China still has a massive surplus in production capacity. In a conversation with a friend, the man says, with so much inventory and so many factories, nearly 2 million looms, how can they absorb it all? Who will absorb it? The US is the world's largest market. Once they increase tariffs, many big orders will no longer be purchased from abroad. This creates a chain reaction. The front end can't absorb it, and the entire supply chain will have problems. His friend predicts that, due to the tariff war, 75% of companies will go bankrupt. Right now, many people are still online, trying to become part of the 25% that survives, but we don't know how far they'll go. Ultimately, 75% will close down. With Trump raising tariffs globally, China's clothing industry is really finished. The man mentions a friend who moved his factory to Cambodia, but the US then raised tariffs on Cambodian goods by more than 40%, and on Chinese goods by over 50%. More importantly, e-commerce platforms like Shein, which ship small items from China to the US, used to ship them for free. Now, even small items are facing tariffs. The clothing industry, which is already struggling offline, online, and with live streaming, will see foreign trade products stagnate. This will push foreign trade companies to turn to the domestic market. But domestic sales are already sluggish, and the pressure from foreign trade companies turning back will increase domestic overcapacity. Combined with weak consumer spending, the entire clothing industry this year will be like a pressure cooker, unable to sell, with many foreign trade companies having to switch to domestic sales to repay loans, snatching up domestic market share. This time, the entire clothing industry will definitely be strangled. Since January of this year, the US has raised tariffs on Chinese imports by a total of 125%. They also removed the tariff exemption for small packages worth under $800 and increased the tariffs on these small packages to 90%. The video shows how, overnight, orders were canceled and workers in factories were left standing idly, facing unemployment.
The factory is so quiet. We've started another holiday. Another holiday.
The video shows how, due to the US tariff increase, one factory after another is facing closure, layoffs, and workers losing their jobs. For example, at Jiangsu Kunshan Jinar Textile Company, labor contracts were terminated on April 7th, and lists of workers in charge of front fork operations were also let go. Another video shows that as soon as the tariffs were imposed, factories immediately shut down. A large number of orders were canceled, and workers in the factories started crying. With all orders paused, there was no work, and workers left the factories. The scene was empty and desolate. A piece of online information reveals that on April 7th, Hangzhou Tianrui Printing and Dyeing Co. Ltd. issued a notice. Due to the slow season in the workshop and to facilitate employees' return home, the company decided that from April 10, 2025 to August 25, 2025, frontline workers could take leave with a subsidy of 2,280 yuan per month. This is essentially a form of disguised layoffs. What will the future hold? The following video shows a young man describing the current situation in Dongguan, which feels suffocating. Tens of thousands of factories in Dongguan are going to shut down. The tariff war between China and the US is plunging this manufacturing hub into a deep freeze, and the most affected are the three major pillar industries. The electronics factories have had their lifeblood cut off by a 25% tariff. A major factory that manufactures Apple headphones saw its profit margin eaten away by tariffs, leaving it with just 0.8% profit. Three dormitory buildings for employees are now empty. The furniture and textile industries are struggling to survive, with exhibition fees slashed nearly in half. But still, no one is interested. Mechanical equipment factories, which have long relied on core US technologies, have been hit hardest, with procurement costs expected to rise by more than 30%. This means they either have to raise prices or risk operating at a loss. The additional tariffs will wipe out nearly all profits from Dongguan factories, with orders shrinking by nearly 70%. Factory owners are like ants on a hot pan, dealing with bank debt collection during the day and struggling with accounts at night. What's even more suffocating is that 80% of the owner's credit has already been severely damaged. Banks are cutting back loans. Some are pawning their factories to survive, while others are using cars or homes as collateral to extend their operations. Many more are sitting in their office late at night, staring at the blood-red account books. This is not an exaggerated warning. When tariffs take away nearly 50% of the profit, and survival turns into a gamble, this cold wave could be even colder than the mask shortage.